Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Sunday, second class, March 12, 2023, Romans.
As we get ready for part two, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have magnified your word over all of your name. And therefore, the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble this morning to fellowship in the word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. All right. We continue on with our doctrine of the virgin birth. And we are now, by the way, congratulations for most of you. You actually turned your clocks ahead the way you're supposed to. Got it. Not all of you, but most of you did. Congratulations. I was really happy that my deacons got that done. Especially when Al, one of the deacons, calls me yesterday while I'm here at church studying to remind me. And I said, well, thank you very much, Al. I've already turned all the clocks here at the church ahead and at home. And thanks for telling me. Now, show up on time at church tomorrow. As we continue the doctrine of the virgin birth, the Jewish prophecy of the virgin birth. Turn over to Isaiah chapter 7. The Jewish prophecy of the virgin birth. Isaiah 7, verse 14. Absolutely amazing. This prophecy was given 700 years before it came to pass. 700 years. Now, will the United States of America be here 700 years? I don't think so. I'd be surprised if we're here seven more days. But Isaiah 7:14. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin will be with child and bear a son, and she will call his name Emmanuel. All right, we have an inferential conjunction, lakein. Looks like that in the Hebrew, L-A-K-E-N, lakein. And it is correctly translated, therefore, lakein draws a conclusion. It draws a conclusion based on what has preceded in the context. So, in the context, Isaiah 7, verse 10. Isaiah 7, verse 10. Verse 10, again the Lord spoke to Ahaz. This is King Ahaz, and he is a king who is operating in reversionism, in the cosmic system. He has turned away from God and turned away from the Word of God. So again the Lord spoke to King Ahaz as ask the Lord your God for a sign, whether in the deepest depths or in the highest heights. But Ahaz said, I will not ask. And then he says, I will not put the Lord to the test. This is a very arrogant statement by Ahaz. Then Isaiah said, hear now, you house of David, is it not enough to try the patience of men? Will you also try the patience of my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. In verse 11, the God the Father will provide a supernatural sign beyond the depth of Sheol or the height of heaven. Verse 11. Isaiah came to King Ahaz and told him to ask a sign of the Lord your God, but Ahaz wouldn't do it. Ahaz gives his reason in verse 12, but his answer is total arrogance. Ahaz has turned away from God and the Word of God, and he is putting his trust in Assyria, not in the Lord Jesus Christ. So Isaiah concludes, Lachane, all right then, the Lord will give you a sign that is greater than the depth of Sheol and the height of heaven. So again, verse 14, therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. And then we have not only Lachane, but we have the noun Adonai with the personal pronoun who, plus the preposition lama with the second person plural suffix, plus the noun oath. Adonai. This is the word for Lord. Aleph, A-D-O-N-A-Y, Adonai. Adonai is Lord, and then we have with this the personal pronoun. Anytime you have a personal pronoun, whether Hebrew or Greek, it's extremely emphatic because you don't have to have it. So it's put in there for emphasis. This is the personal pronoun who. That's H, long U, Aleph, who. In the Hebrew, who is he is she, me is who. And this is who, which is literally he. Brown, Driver, and Briggs, the Hebrew Lexicon, page 215, says that in our verse, who is an emphatic he and is correctly translated himself. So it should be the Lord himself. The Lord himself. So here's the principle of this. This is putting the spotlight on God the Father and his supernatural sign to the whole world of the incarnation and virgin birth of the eternal Son of God. So, Adonai with the personal pronoun who? The Lord himself. This is putting the spotlight on God the Father and his supernatural sign to the whole world of the incarnation and virgin birth of the eternal Son of God. And then the verb nathan. 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 And a couple of things. One, Nathan is the verb that means to give. Imperfect tense, future, will give. Two, Nathan is a verb of grace. The Lord Himself, God the Father, will give you a supernatural sign. The incarnation and virgin birth of the eternal Son of God. So Nathan is a verb of grace. The Lord Himself, God the Father, will give you a supernatural sign, the incarnation and virgin birth of the eternal Son of God. Three, Christmas is a grace gift from God. A grace gift from God to the whole human race, to the whole world. Four, the incarnation of the eternal Son of God on that first Christmas was a grace gift from God to the human race. 2 Peter 3:9, God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God's desire and wish is for every person in the human race to believe in Jesus Christ and be in heaven with Him. He would love to see that. And so when He sent His Son, on that very first Christmas, the eternal Son of God took on true humanity through the incarnation and virgin birth. It was to go to the cross and unlimited atonement, the sins of the whole world. Every member of the human race was poured out on Jesus Christ and judged in Him so that everyone is savable. It just depends on a simple free will decision. Faith alone in Christ alone apart from any and all works. So Christmas is a grace gift from God. The incarnation of the eternal Son of God on that first Christmas was a grace gift from God. Five, the virgin birth of the Lord Jesus Christ is a manifestation of the grace of God to all mankind. The virgin birth of the Lord Jesus Christ is a manifestation of the grace of God to all mankind. And then we have a preposition, lamed. Looks like that, El Shavah. Preposition lamed means to or for. It introduces an indirect object. The indirect object is for your interest and your benefit. And then we have oath. Aleph. Long O-T-H, oath. An oath means a supernatural sign. It means a miracle. A supernatural sign or a miracle. It's the greatest miracle the world will ever know. Six, the virgin birth of the Lord Jesus Christ is a supernatural sign from God the Father. A supernatural sign from God the Father. Seven, the greatest miracle that the world will ever know is the incarnation and virgin birth of the eternal Son of God on that first Christmas. The greatest miracle that the world will ever know is the incarnation and virgin birth of the eternal Son of God on that first Christmas. Eight, the eternal Son of God took on true humanity so that one, He could fulfill Operation Grace, the Father's plan of salvation. The eternal Son of God took on true humanity so that, one, He could fulfill Operation Grace, the Father's plan for salvation. Two, solve mankind's problem of sin. Three, provide eternal salvation for the one who simply believes in Him. So the eternal Son of God took on true humanity so that, one, He could fulfill Operation Grace, the Father's plan of salvation. Two, solve mankind's problem of sin. Three, provide eternal salvation for the one who simply believes in Him. So the corrected translation says so far, therefore, the Lord Himself, God the Father, will give you a supernatural sign, a miracle. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son. This is the demonstrative particle hene, plus the noun alma, with the definite article, plus the calperfect of the verb hara, plus the conjunction vav, prefix to the calactive participle of yalav, and the noun bane. The demonstrative particle hene. H-I-N-N-E-H. Hine. Hine is maybe translated low, but we don't usually use that word much, low. Or behold. And we'll translate it behold. One, hine introduces something extraordinary. Miraculous. Behold, something extraordinary, miraculous, too. It introduces something of the greatest importance. Three, it introduces the greatest miracle that the world will ever know, the incarnation of the eternal Son of God. It introduces the greatest miracle that the world will ever know, the incarnation of the eternal Son of God. Four, it introduces the coming of the Messiah, the Savior of the world. Hine, behold. And then we have the definite article ha, prefixed to alma, ha alma. Ha, that's the definite article right there. And then ayin, A-L-M-A-H, ha-alma. All right, a couple of things about ha-alma. One, ha-alma means literally the virgin. And it refers to only one woman in all of human history, the Virgin Mary. Ha-alma means the virgin, and it refers to only one woman in all of human history, the Virgin Mary. Now this Hebrew word alma, there are times when the Hebrew word alma means a young woman. But it doesn't mean that in this verse. How do we know that for sure? Glad you asked. Two. When it's used with the word oath, a supernatural sign or miracle, it means virgin. We have it used with oath, supernatural sign or miracle. It means virgin. But that's just part of why it means virgin and not a young woman. Three, also from the Septuagint, the translation. We always called it the LXX. the translation of the 70. That's the Greek translation of the Hebrew Scriptures. From the Septuagint, the LXX, the Greek translation of the Old Testament. And from the quotation of this verse, Matthew 1, 22 and 23, we know that this is not simply a young woman, but has to be, cannot be anything but a virgin. So, first with oath, supernatural sign and miracle, there's the first why we know it's a virgin. Secondly, the Septuagint, the Greek translation of this passage, and combining with the word with Matthew 1, 22 and 23, we know that it has to be a virgin. Why? Because in the Septuagint and Matthew 1, 22 and 23, the Greek word that's used is parthenos. P-A-R-T-H-E-N-O-S. Parthenos. So in the Greek translation, the word for the translated Alma was parthenos. In Matthew 1, 22 and 23, the word is parthenos. Now, it has to be virgin. Why? Point four, this is because the Greek word parthenos is used to translate Alma, and parthenos means a virgin and nothing but a virgin. So the combination of oath, the supernatural sign, miracle with virgin, plus parthenos translating Alma in the Greek translation, and also Matthew 1, 22 and 23, the use of parthenos, then this is a virgin and nothing but a virgin. And then we have hara. H-A-R-A-H, hara. Hara means to conceive, to become pregnant, this is a miracle, a virgin conception. God the Holy Spirit fertilizing the ovum of Mary. This is a prophetic perfect. That is, it is so certain to happen that it is put in the past tense as if it's already occurred. This prophecy was made 700 years before it came to pass, and it was put in the prophetic perfect. It is so absolutely certain to happen, it's put in the past tense. The conjunction vav and the verb yalav means to give birth to, and bain is a son. Therefore, the Lord himself, God the Father, will give you a supernatural sign, a miracle. Behold, the virgin will become pregnant, virgin conception by God the Holy Spirit, and will give birth to a son. And shall call his name Immanuel, translated Emmanuel. This is the conjunction vav, prefix to the cal perfect of kara, plus the noun shame, with the third person singular masculine suffix, plus the noun Immanuel. The conjunction vav means and, kara, that's Q-A-R-A, Aleph, Kara. Kara means to call or to proclaim. Shame is the Hebrew word for name. That's S-H-E-M, shame. Shame is the word, third person singular masculine suffix is his name. And his name, and then we have Immanuel. Actually, two words here in the Hebrew, Immanuel. That's one word, and then we have a second word, ale. So, first of all, ion, I, that's a doubling of the letter M, 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 A, N, U, Imanu, and this is a separate word, ale, Imanu, ale. So, a couple of things. One, literally, this says, with us is the omnipotent God. With us is the omnipotent God. Two, Emmanuel means the omnipotent God, that's El. The omnipotent God is with us. So, corrected translation. Therefore, the Lord Himself, God the Father, will give you a supernatural sign, a miracle. Behold, the virgin will become pregnant, virgin conception by God the Holy Spirit, and will give birth to a son, and she will call him Emmanuel. The omnipotent God is with us. Isaiah 9:6 says, for a child is born to us. That is the true humanity of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah. A son is given. The eternal son was given. The undiminished deity of the Christ, the Messiah. The government of the world will rest on his shoulders. His name will be called Wonder Counselor, the Mighty God, the Eternal Father, the Prince of Peace. The historical fulfillment of the prophecy of the incarnation and virgin birth of Christ is given in Matthew 1:18-25, and we have seen that. All right, well, that's the detailed doctrine of the virgin birth. And we'll pick it up at verse 15 next week. Father, we thank you, sir, for your amazing grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.